Too Much Rock podcast number 735. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and to play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Shriekback. The song's called Lined Up, and it's on the band's album Care that came out in 1982 on Y Records. That London-based band featured Dave Allen on bass, who had just left Gang of Four and co-founded Shriekback. We lost Dave last week, and he's one of my very favorite bass players of all time, so I figured I'd pick up that Shriekback album, and I'm happy to share it with you. It's a hit-and-miss affair. There's some crazy things on there that seem a little self-indulgent. There's also some great songs like that one there. All right, let's continue on. This one's all bangers. The band is Ravagers. The song is Dogs.
Getting tough.
chunk of every stripe there for you. Leading off with Jeff Palmer, based out of Madison, Wisconsin nowadays. You probably know him as a New Englander punk. The song I played was Rubberneck. It's on a 4-song EP called Kodak Flash that just came out April 1st on Wicked Cool Records. Just 4 songs, excellent pop punk, everything you want it to be, and on pink bubblegum vinyl. Before that, we heard from Ryan Allen with the song Lost in a Daze. That's on his new album, Living on a Prayer on the Edge. That comes out this Friday, April 25th, on Setterwind Records. He's based at Detroit, Michigan. Just an excellent album. He said he felt free to write whatever he wanted, and boy, he wrote some fantastic things there. Everything from power pop to punk rock and a lot of indie rock there as well. That one is a definite contender for my album of the year. And then we started the set off with Ravagers from Baltimore and the song Dogs. That's on their new album, On the Loose, that came out April 5th on Spaghetti Town Records. Excellent punk rock, or maybe punk and roll is probably better there. Just lots of leather, and that one feels real good too. So you're going to want to pick that one up. I guess I should show you how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. More music now, though. Let's hit LA Witch. The song is called 777. you right up to the chaotic ledge on that one, didn't we? We started that set off with L.A. Witch and the song 777. That's on the band's new album, Dog God, which came out April 4th on Suicide Squeeze. That L.A. garage rock band has been around for a while, put out a couple of albums that were good, but a little bit by the numbers. This one's more experimental, more bold. I think it's a better album for it. So give that one a listen, see if you agree. After that, we heard from the Mekons and the song War Economy. That's on the band's new album, Horror, which came out April 4th on Fire Records. The band is based out of Chicago nowadays. They've been around long enough that they do whatever they want. That album is kind of all over the place, but there are some really good songs on there, and I think you're going to enjoy that one if you give it some time. And then we ended the set off with Till Willis and Erratic Cowboy from Lawrence, Kansas. The song I played was Homecoming, and that's on the band's new album, Glass Cactus, that came out March 27th. It's self-released, but available on beautiful vinyl. Give that one a listen. I think it's probably a little different than the live shows, which feel a little more like, I don't know, Americana version of Mission to Burma. This one doesn't have quite that emphatic energy, but it still has all those fantastic songs. So give that one a listen. All right, we are out of time, so it's going to wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 735, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over at the concert calendar, we got some exciting things coming up here. On the 22nd, Military Gun is playing The Bottleneck. Blast Monkeys are playing Howdy. On the 23rd, Season to Risk are playing The Record Bar. Nature Boys are playing Farewell that night. Usurp Synapse is playing At Howdy. On the 24th, Virga is playing Farewell. Twin Tribes are at Record Bar. Bell Rays are at The Ship. On the 25th, Ocean Blue is at The Bottleneck. Vision Video is at The Warehouse on Broadway. On the 26th, Bongzilla is at Ship. That's a giant show with a million bands, and that one should be a crazy day. On the 26th, we also have Smithereens playing Knuckleheads, Paul Simon at the Midland. On the 27th, Bellhead is at Skate Bar. 29th, Dummy is at the White Schoolhouse. Into May, we've got Ronnie Stone at the Mini Bar on the 1st. Nephilim's playing Skate Bar that night. On the 2nd, Tribulation is at Record Bar. And then The Lost Weekend starts at Hillsiders on the 2nd and the 3rd. Looking over at the website, there's a few new things out there. Photos and videos of my thoughts of the Oxy's Mad Men Unfinished show, of the Birthday Massacre Essiger show, and of the Esoteric Casket Lottery Conflicts and Heels show, all in the last couple of weeks. All right, time for one more song here. I've got one from the Mickey Burini Trio. You know Mickey from Lush. The song is called Kinch, and it's from the new album Tripla that came out April 4th on Bella Union. An excellent dream pop record. Not anything that really grabs you, but the more you listen to it, the more you love it. You just want to put that one on over and over again. But we're going to have to end things here. This is the Mickey Burini Trio with the song Kinch. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.